Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. This week we're answering this question sent in by listener Michael, who asks, what kills a car battery that hasn't been driven or started in a while? Good question, Michael. Returning to a car after a few weeks or so can lead to a frustrating struggle, as the only thing preventing the car from operating is one flat battery. But why does this happen? We put in a call to University College London's Rod Jervis.
There's a process called self-discharge, which all batteries undergo to some extent. And then there is sort of the battery becoming flat, fully degraded and not possible to be regenerated. And that can unfortunately happen with lead acid batteries, which are the type of sort of starter batteries in internal combustion cars. So the process of self-discharge is really one of fighting against the nature of all batteries. When we charge batteries up, what we're doing is putting them into a semi-unstable state, thermodynamically speaking. And this is the equivalent of pumping water up to a hill, up to a high reservoir. Okay, we're giving the battery that potential energy, but we're also, it also means it's in a state where it really wants to get rid of some of that energy. And in some cases, that can lead to favoring some what we call side reactions that end up using a small percentage of the charge stored in the battery. So that happens in lead acid batteries, lithium ion batteries, lots of different types of batteries. Some of them lose their charge relatively quickly and have a shelf life of maybe a few months. Others will lose just a couple of percent in a year or something like that. Most often it's reactions with the electrolyte. This is the sort of liquid in the batteries that carries the charged ions back and forth between the electrodes. And then often that will use a very small percentage of the capacity. These side reactions, these self-discharge reactions, are more likely to happen when the battery is in a high state of charge. And so leaving the battery very, very charged will accelerate those reactions, as will increase temperature. So what we can do to avoid that is to maybe store the battery partially charged, not leave it in high states of charge for a long time, not overcharge it, not leave it in warm conditions, etc.
Sage advice there. Thanks to Michael for the question and Rod for the answer. Next time, we're answering this question sent in by listener John, who asks, why is it that the body replaces its cells every year or so? It's not clear why this is beneficial from an evolutionary perspective. My old arm was working just fine, thank you very much. A valid observation, John, and we shall have an answer for you next time. In the meantime, if you think you know the answer or have a question of your own, you can send it in as a voice note to chris@thenakedscientists.com or check out our forum at thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.